Honeybees may soon be used as a tool to sniff out bombs. Researchers working for the Pentagon have been training bees to detect traces of explosives the same way they can home in on flowers. It's part of a $25 million program the Pentagon has conducted since 1998, researching traits of animals that could be used to fight wars. Philip Rodesi is a chemist in the Explosives Technology Group at Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sandia Labs is contributing to this research. Mr. Rodesi joins us now. Can you explain how bees can be trained to home in on explosives?
What we're doing is we're training bees, much like you would train a dog, to search out a certain odor.
Right.
And what they do is you take a feeder that is doped with sugar water, which the bees like, and then you basically sprinkle or you put some of the odor that you want them to search for near that feeder. And then as the bees come and feed, they smell the odor, and then they begin to associate the odor with a food source.
So you're talking in this case about the odor of an explosive, like TNT or something like that.
Right, exactly.
And it works?
It definitely works.
So you've planted explosives out in a field somewhere, and because the bees are trained to associate that smell with sugar water, they go out and find it.
Right. What they'll do is they'll go out and they find one source of a food, the sugar water feeder, and then the other foragers in the hive will go out and try to find similar sources of food. So tests we did last summer, we put out a bunch of targets that was basically some dishes with sand and some very small amounts of explosives in it. The bees then went out and hovered over the dishes that had the traces of explosives.
Are they as good at it as dogs are?
We hope so. There are obviously different animals, so they have different capabilities. We have some advantages with bees in that you have a lot of them at each hive. A typical hive is going to have between 25 and 40,000 individuals in the hive, and a large number of those are foragers. So you have a number of bees going out at any given time, whereas you only have typically one dog.
Now, back in 1998, I think this research was focused on landmines. But since September 11th came along, I presume your focus may have changed a little bit.
I don't know that the focus has really changed as much as it has possibly expanded. You know, from a detection standpoint, a landmine is a relatively small target. It's buried, and it's probably a more difficult target to find than, say, a truck or a vehicle or even a suitcase or something that has an explosive in it.
Now, I can imagine how you would send some bees out in a field to try to find a landmine and might be successful at that. But how would they do it with, let's say, trucks coming across a border? How would that work?
Actually, having bees search trucks that were going across a border would be easier than finding a landmine field, in that you could have a checkpoint, like maybe it's just a stop sign or an inspection point. You would have a trained hive in the area. And if a vehicle stopped near this checkpoint and had a large swarm of bees hovering near it, that would be a good indication that there was something that was of interest to them.
You know, right now, of course, one of the main areas that the government has a problem is searching for explosives in bags that are going on airplanes. I wonder if this application would work in that case. I mean, I can imagine swarms of bees flying around airport terminals, which probably wouldn't be welcomed by the travelers.
Right. That's one of the limitations of any kind of a biological system, whether it's a bee or a dog or, you know, a trained rat or whatever you want to use. But you have to look at where you're going to deploy them. You know, bees do not like to work inside, so if you're going to have them search baggage, the baggage would have to be outside. Obviously, if it's raining, they're not going to work. At night, they don't fly, so that wouldn't work then. So, you know, you have a limited amount of time that you can use them.
How many times have you been stung while doing this research?
I've been stung very few times, maybe once or twice a year.
Is that a big problem among researchers?
No. Actually, bees are very easy to work with, and they basically leave you alone.
Thanks very much, Mr. Rodesi.
You're very welcome.
Philip Rodesi is a chemist with the Explosives Technology Group at Sandia National Laboratories. He's been doing work on bomb-sniffing bees. He spoke to us from his office in Albuquerque.